especially for technical questions about the drawings. This is the pre-bid meeting for the sheet pile work here at the shipyard. We will go out after we go over the contract items and the plan sheets, and we'll actually go out there and let y'all take a look at it and see exactly what y'all got. In the plans, it says this will be your only chance to actually look at the site prior to bidding. I will leave that up to the shipyard if anybody's got any particular questions later on, if they need to come back out, because it is kind of hard for them to make sure that there's somebody here that can take y'all out there to the site, and if they have to accompany you at all times while you're out there. But we'll just go ahead and we'll go around, introduce everybody. We'll start over here in the corner with Lance.
I'm Lance Mudlow, Environmental Supervisor for the Ferry Division.
Charlie Fearing, Assistant Director of Shipyard Field Maintenance.
Kat Peel, the Environmental Specialist for the Ferry Division.
Chris Latt, the Division 1 Proposals Engineer.
I'm Melissa Rigney, TDUR Marine Operations Manager.
Bill Combs, General Manager of Carolina Marine Structures.
DJ Rogers, Kissel Building Material Outside Sales.
Steven Salter, TA Levin Company.
David Ambrose, Millstone Marine Construction.
Carolina Marine, Millstone Marine.
Jim Welch, Crofton Construction.
Barry White, Wolf Contract.
Stanley Rudd, Intercoastal Marine.
Alan Ray, Intercoastal Marine.
Derek Ipot with Bobby Cahoon Construction.
Ray Brown, Shipyard Superintendent.
John Crane, Engineering Technician, Resident Engineer's Office, Manningham.
John Abel, Bridge Program Manager for Division 1.
Ed Zananic, Orion Marine Group.
Adam Smith, Orion Marine Group.
Sean Stabler, Seaport Marine.
All right. Thank y'all all for showing up today. We will go through this proposal. We may not go through every part of the proposal. If there's anything that y'all need clarification on as we're going through there, please just let me know. And hopefully between Slack or myself or the Ferry Division, we'll be able to answer those questions. Lance, do you want to go through this or you want me to go through it?
Real quick, has everybody signed in this here?
Okay. I guess on the front page, just please note that the division has gone to a 5% bid bond or bid deposit. It is a requirement now. We used to not require that within the division, but that has become a requirement here in the last couple months or so. We're going to go on to sheet 4, instructions to bidders. Just please be sure on number 10, the proposal with the bid sheet still attached shall be placed in a sealed envelope and shall have been delivered to and received in the Division 1 Engineer's Office. It should be Division 1. Division Engineer's Office, you know, at 113 Airport Drive in Edenton, located approximately 5 miles southeast of Edenton, there by the airport, by 2 p.m. on Wednesday, June 3rd. We need the entire bid package. Now there is, I think we do accept bid computers.
Yes, if you are going to use, there is an EBS file for this. But we still ask you to submit the entire bid proposal, and then if you want to submit your bid line items and stuff on the CD, you're welcome to do that, but make sure you print the bid format like you normally do.
And any questions after today will need to be directed to Barry Hobbs at the division office, and he will coordinate the responses back. And if there's any addendums that need to go out, it'll be through him as well. On page 6, the date availability for this contract is July 6, 2015. The completion date will be October 16, 2015. The liquidated damages will be $500 per calendar day. The mandatory pre-bid, y'all have met that obligation by being here this morning. There are no major contract or no specialty items in the contract. Going over to page 8, the DBEs, we set a goal of 0. We still encourage DBE participation if at all possible. If you do notate any in the contract, you will be held to those goals at that time. Chris, let me know if I'm skip over something that you need to.
Yeah, the only thing that I just want to make everybody aware of, similar to the bid bond, if you look on page 2, the last paragraph, I know most of y'all have bid on our projects before. It just gives you the payment performance bond requirements, just like any other project. Anyway, you can keep going, y'all.
I assume we will have certified payroll. This is a federal aid project, so we will have certified payroll. Domestic steel, all steel will be U.S. produced. This is, most of y'all are aware of this. On page 20 at the bottom, resource conservation and environmentally sustainable practices. We do ask that if there's anything that can be reused, that we find a, you know, appropriate place to use. If it's recycled materials, that we recycle that material, old bolts, things of that nature that could be potentially used somewhere else, we do ask that that be used, and there is a form that we report that stuff back to. I think we report it back annually to the value management media. There will be a 12-month guarantee on this project. The contractor shall guarantee materials and workmanship against latent and patent defects arising from faulty materials, faulty workmanship, or negligence for a period of 12 months following the date of final acceptance of work for maintenance, and shall replace such defective materials and workmanship without cost to the department. This is, we've had this in our contract, especially for bridge projects, for quite some time. Note on the bottom of page 22, gifts from vendors and contractors. The department, or nobody from the department can accept any type of gifts, no matter how small, unless it's a Christmas card. We can't accept those. Over to page 35, these are just our standard specs. Again, this is, I don't know if this, from the ferry division, we do require everybody to wear safety vests. I don't know if Lance and Charlie, if that's going to be a requirement out here for them to wear a safety vest while they're here.
While they're working directly on the water, they have to, or on that bulkhead they will.
Okay.
Where there's a chance that they'll fall in.
Well, that would be life vests. I'm talking about safety. Just
oh, yellow, orange.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. That's really all.
Just make sure everybody is aware that you have to be pre-qualified as a bidder or PO prime at the time of bid. If you aren't already pre-qualified, you need to go ahead and start that process now.
You can contact Chris or Barry.
Yeah, we'll get you the right person. They kind of shuffle around up there, but we can get you the correct name.
Yeah, please make sure y'all are pre-qualified. If y'all submit a bid and you're not, that bid will be rejected. On page 53, since this is a federal aid project, there are minimum wage rates that are that have to be abided by, and it pretty much tells you, it goes in there and tells you what the rates are. Just please make sure that you do that. With the certified payroll, we'll be checking, the resident engineer will be checking to verify that information. On page 57, that's where it actually starts into the project special provision. But anyway, I will go over the scope of work. This work shall consist of furnishing all labor, equipment, and materials to partially remove existing fender system, install vinyl sheet pile, and install new timber fender system. Work includes partially removing, containing, and disposing of the existing fender system, furnishing and installing proposed timber fender system, furnishing and installing vinyl sheet pile, and all incidental items necessary to complete the project as specified and shown on the plans. Of course, it will be done here at the shipyard. The existing fender system consists of CCA treated structural lumber with primarily timber piles, timber whalers, and timber bracing. The fender system protects the concrete dock and acts as a mooring for the ships. The existing timber fender is attached to the concrete deck with adhesive anchors. And of course, we expect you to fulfill all the requirements of the NCDOT standard specs for roads and structures. Those that have not done work for the Department of Transportation, I would advise y'all to read the specs. It explicitly tells you what is required in the contract and what the department expects y'all to abide by. Securing of vessels, that's as long as, I guess, Lance, who will, you're going to be in charge of whoever's out here, whoever the contractor is. Will they be directed through you or Charlie or Lance?
Through Ray, John.
Through Ray.
Ray will be the point of contact here.
Okay.
Ask him at the appropriate time to go over what expectations, safety, the safety protocol and the alcohol and drugs that they need to, policy that they need to adhere to.
Okay.
So whenever you want to go over that, John, you just...
All right, we'll go over the structural stuff and then we can go into, go into whatever y'all, you know, whatever y'all are going to require from the ferry division. It comes in, it goes through your submittals of your working drawings, any structural submittals, pretty much spells it out there. If you've got any questions, Pablo Hernandez, he had a prior commitment today and was not able to be here. He would be the resident on the project. I guess, John, you will be, you'll be the technician on the project. But any, once the project's awarded, it'll go through him. Any questions you have after award will then be directed to Pablo. But that'll be in, actually, that will be in the award letter. Crane safety. Y'all should know what the requirements are now as far as that. It spells it out here. If there's any questions, you know, feel free to give anybody a call and we can give you a little bit more information about that. Now, as far as the special provisions, as far as the structural items, unless y'all have a question, I'm not going to sit here and read it. I mean, hopefully y'all have already read what is, what's notated here. I will tell you, I guess we'll give you a little bit of background why this project came about. And I guess, Lance, you can probably speak to it better than I can. Where the basin is in close proximity to the sinkerless system that's out there. And what happens is when the ferries come into the basin, they stir the water up. They're pushing a lot of volume of water. They get the bottom stirred up. That material kind of drifts over into the sinkerless system and causes the sinkerless, they have a hard time getting it down to the elevation that they need to get the ferries up to get them onto for working purposes. So what the process is hopefully with this fender system, well, with the bulkheading in there, that will alleviate the majority of the silting that happens on the sinkerless. So when they actually do get in there and dredge that sinkerless out, that I don't know how often y'all do that now, but hopefully that'll become a very moot point as far as the basin is concerned. There may be other issues, but it won't be from the basin area. So that's what we're doing, is trying to protect the sinker lift area from the basin, from all those, from all the ferries that do come in there and tie up there at the basin. Are there any particular questions on the line or the special provisions? On page 72, if there are none, on page 72, the listing of the DBE subcontractors, just note that if you do use any, please note pay them here on this page. And then on page 73 through 78, however your company is set up, please use the appropriate one, fill that out, and if you have a corporate seal, please apply that. If you don't, you can use like a quarter and just write. We just have to have something in there if you have a seal of any type of corporation of any kind.
That's fine. Just make sure that y'all fill those out to us entirely. We have, you know, considered bids irregular because they aren't filled out to their entirety. You do not have to fill out every one. Only fill out the one that pertains to your organization.
Yeah, if there are any questions about that, you know, feel free to give Barry a
call. Barry or myself if you have any question. I'd rather y'all call 10 times and we get it right than leave something tonight and we have to throw your bid out.
There is the debarment certification there as well that needs to be signed. And then we have next to the last page are the bid items for the contract. Mobilization is lump sum, removal of existing structures is lump sum, and the other, you can see the other items there. Are there any particular, are there any questions at this time about the proposal itself?
If we issue an addendum, please make sure y'all acknowledge that on page 83. We'll provide a place for you to acknowledge it. Hopefully we won't have one, but if we do, there's room available for three. I hope we don't go more than that.
Are you going to go over the plans? Or?
Yes, sir. Oh. We'll go over the plans, and then we will step outside.
If we have a question on materials and methods, procedures, you want that now or after you do the plans?
Probably wait until we go over the plans. Like I said, this is something I was hoping the structure was supposed to be here because they are the ones that did this. For the most part, everything will be removed out there except the areas where their H piles are, what we call the rest fenders in the plans. Those will remain in place. Everything else will be removed back to the concrete pier, and that's where the sheeting, the vinyl sheeting will be placed, and then you'll go back into the timber stuff. Basically, it'll be back just pretty much like it was before, except now we'll have that vinyl sheeting in there to help protect the sinker lift area. We can start on S1. That is your bill of materials. It should line up exactly as our hopefully as our proposal do as far as the bid items are concerned. Are there any particular questions on this page? I think this will make a little bit more sense once you get out there onto the out there and y'all can actually put your eyes on it and see what you've got. Sheet S2 just gives you kind of a profile view of what it's going to look like with the sheeting. Sheet S3 That's the plan view, top view of it. Same thing with S4. S5, S6, and then you get into your details on page S7. And then the last page is just a summary of all your building materials. I guess now, if you've got any questions that you want to ask, we can either ask the questions here or we can wait until we get out there to take a look at it to see. But I'll leave that up to y'all. If y'all want to go ahead and ask, if there's particular questions that can be answered here, do it here.
You want to go over environmental stuff right quick?
Yeah. Let's go over the permit conditions.
All right. We have a camera permit. The way it's written is you can install a sheet pile either by driving it or by vibratory hammer. If you have to do any jetting, then it's going to be a change of permit we need to know about beforehand. And there's been no placement of any waste or anything else in the wetland, surrounding the wetland around. That's pretty much it.
So no jetting?
No jetting. If you have to do jetting, then we're going to have to consult with him.
In the permit, it mentions on this number 2 about a moratorium. I guess, is that?
It doesn't apply to this.
It does not? Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Shall not apply. I got you.
How long would that take?
What?
To get an amendment to the permit? I guess my question is, I know in the past when we've had to do work, we've always had to try to drive piles first. If it didn't, then we just had to show the effort, and then usually.
I don't think that problem.
Camel would go ahead and issue the variance to go ahead and allow us to jet, but I mean, I don't want the contractor to be out here having to wait a week to, you know, if he gets out here and he tries to drive it. And I don't know, you guys, majority of y'all have done work in this area, y'all know whether or not you're going to be able to drive that sheeting without washing it down. What is y'all's opinion?
John, in the past, we get the dolphins out there. Not any problem at all with vibratory hammer up there right now.
But the only thing is, this is vinyl sheeting, so you're not going to be able to put quite the on that vinyl sheeting that you would on PZ-27.
I know it's mostly silk down there, but there is a layer of clay that we get when we dredge down there.
Whoever gets the bid, we can address that at pre-construction meeting with camera.
Okay. Yeah, but before that, well, let me get into my question. The vinyl, looking at the spec, I want to clarify that it looks like, to me, it's C-Lock 9900. And if it's C-Lock 9900 and you got differences between 12 feet and 22 feet of water out there along that lift, and you're trying to drive that in, isn't that sheet pile too thin? You don't have any other mechanism at the bottom to stop the toe from walking. I'm not an engineer, so asking from a common sense standpoint. It's a long way to go down to maintain a vertical with a thin wall vinyl.
Thank you.
deal with the moment of inertia with the PD-27. I don't think it's...
We can, I can verify that and make sure.
I mean, I think all the data is there and it cross-references to 9900. There was just either, it wasn't moment of inertia, there was something else, impact strength or tensile strength or something that didn't jive with that. Okay. I didn't know if that was part of a, maybe a cut and paste spec.
We can ask structure management if they had a particular...
Right. I mean, everything else jives with 9900. And that's what kind of threw
what
me
was
with...
It? What was the 99?
C-lock. CL 9900.
I'll check into that.
Okay. Is there a possibility that you can work off of that lift?
Off of the lift?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, so in other words...
You can work off the pier.
You can work off the pier.
Once you see it, you'll understand.
Okay.
You can't work off the lift. You can work off the pier, but... There's no vehicle traffic on that lift itself.
Okay. All right.
The intent wasn't to use a mandrel to put it in, was it? You're not expecting any man-made objects or anything down there. It is in front of the dock there, so. A mandrel to put it in with?
We're going to leave... You know, whether y'all tried to do this work all from, you know, off of a barge with a crane on there, or if you try to do it off of the pier itself with a crane and then just work off of a barge to do your, you know, to put your whalers and all back on, I'm not sure how. We're not going to get into the means and methods of how each contractor. I know one of y'all probably have your own idea of how y'all want to attack the project.
I was just referencing in driving the sheeting with the length of sheeting that it is and the depth that you're going.
And I'm, you know, I really didn't under 36 foot is kind of, to me, is, because we ain't got but what? What was the depth of water?
Well, it varied out there.
But it shows 12 to 22.
12 to 22.
That must be right at the mouth.
Yeah.
Is that
most of it's going
to
be 12.
I guess the bottom line is the tip elevation is important. So as long as all of us know we got to get it to tip elevation, how we get it there is up to us, I guess. But
yeah.
But I just don't want it to be that all of a sudden somebody says, oh, I can't get it to tip elevation, and we're just saying, well, that's okay, you know. Because how I bid it to get the tip elevation may not be the same way everybody else does.
Yeah, you will have to hit that minimum tip elevation that's shown on the plans.
Okay.
On sheet 2, minus 30 and a half feet, plus or minus, and the timber piles are minus 34.
Not a problem then.
Is there an elevation on the top of the pier? I just can't pick it out.
I haven't seen it there yet. Looks like it's about plus 6, but you can't really tell.
Yeah, I don't know if there's actually a...
I mean, you'd have to drive the sheet right down to the top. No waste or anything to get down to minus 30 if it's plus 6, right?
Yeah. And I'm just guessing based off
the numbers.
Bigger sheets. Time to wear that top foot out.
Charlie, did you want to go over any particular safety items that need to be addressed from the ferry division that may not have been stipulated here in the plans that y'all are going to require from the contractor?
Yeah, I'm going to let Ray,
Brian, our shipyard superintendent, go over all the criteria. Any questions or help needed during the duration of this contract, we're able to read your point of contact. He is also going to be the one in charge of seeing that all of the safety and alcohol and drug issues are enforced.
It's just a general work site, construction work site. So, of course, it's going to be the hard hat, safety glasses, and steel-toed shoes. Where they're working and working on the water, everyone has to wear a type of flotation device, an inflatable life vest, or whatever you have, standard marine work. There is an alcohol and drug policy. There are no alcohol permitted on the premises, no drugs permitted on the premises, no firearms on the premises, including parking lot. Once you come through the gate, there's no shotguns in the back window or in the car, even with concealed carry. If they're not allowed on this property, there'll be a safety video, a safety class that all the workers will have to attend. It's a short class that we give here, what they can do and what they can't do. Other than that, it's a normal work operation. It's nothing special.
Now, we did not put any limitations as far as in the contract. Typically you'll see working weekends, working holidays, because this is the shipyard. We did not make those restrictions here. They have a guard 24/7. There's always somebody here. Now, y'all won't necessarily, workers won't be here, but they'll be here, somebody.
There's someone here 24/7.
Okay. I don't know how y'all plan on attacking, if you plan on just working, you know. We didn't put the restrictions in there like you typically see, 30 minutes before sunset and 30 minutes after sunrise. We did not put those in there. You're working in a controlled environment. If y'all chose to work hours later than that or earlier than that, you just have to provide the proper lighting to be able to do that.
The lighting down there is very poor. Actually, it's not working, so that's it. You'll have to have your own lights.
If you plan to do
it. If you're working after dark.
There's no limitation on the employees that we can bring out here, is there?
No, there's no limitation on the employees. The only limitation is their parking. Private vehicles cannot go in the shipyard. They'll be parking up here in the parking lot or with designated area, but they can't drive back. There's just not enough room. There's too much equipment for it. If you have 10 men or 20 men, if they want to drive the vehicle back there. So work vehicles are allowed back there, of course, but their transportation to and from work, they'll have to park out here or with designated area.
Gotcha.
No special requirements, no TWIC cards, no none of that stuff, right?
No.
The pay quantity for the sheet pile at 81.87, that's from the top of the sheet to the tip elevation, right?
Yes. It's whatever's installed. It's not like some of DOT projects are only what is actually showing above ground. On some DOT projects, this is actually what is installed. All of what is installed will be paid for. Any other questions?
You did say this is Buy American?
Yes. Yeah, this is federal project, so Buy America does it well. If it's DOT, it's all Buy America.
Can we take the pictures out there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and go on out there.
Do you think you got
it?
I got it now.
We'll have everybody sign out after the outside portion is over with.
please make sure before y'all leave, sign back out.
Do we need hard hats, all that to go out on?
Yes, you do. There's some up here, if you didn't bring your own. I'm going to be walking by construction, so we have to.
Got it in the vehicle, but.
Yeah.
We got time to go.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
And,
Chris, I'm going to need you to get, I left yours.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
There's a few extra in that box right there. If you want to grab one of those and say, I'll take the back one.
I forget you had retired all that money we saved yesterday on that.
I didn't.
He doesn't know.
I didn't even look. Y'all saved us a bunch of money.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
You want to grab one out of there?
Look, if I could,